Hi, I'm ex-police sheriff John Bunnell from World's Wildest Police Chases, and I'm here to tell you that Stu's gone on holiday. And whilst he's gone, the other two thick boys can't be fucked to make a cold intro, so this is about as good as it gets, perps. Don't forget, stay on the right side of the law. Don't do drugs, stay in school. I'm gonna come and kill you, fucking dickhead. Fuck you.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Shat Select. It's the gaming podcast equivalent of being chased out of the sea by a rogue poo. I am your host, Winstorf, as ever, and I am joined by...
Hiya.
It's not Stu, it's Ryan. Whoa, that was weird. Stu's not with us today because he's gone on holiday with his new wife. Not that he had an old wife, but you know, he's got a new one. Where did he go?
It's the same wife.
It's the same wife, yeah. That's the one. Where have they gone, Ryan?
Bahrain.
Bahrain! You sounded like you were from like the depths of Liverpool when you said that. Gone to fucking Bahrain, lad! Bahrain. He's going to be arrested inside of a week in Bahrain. He can't keep his big mouth shut.
Yeah. He's asking me what do you want as a present to bring back. There's loads of fake sunglasses and stuff. So I was like, yeah, I'll have some Noakleys or... Bayrams.
Bayrams! I imagine, like, she'll be arrested in a week and then he walks through customs. And the guards say, "What's that you're carrying in? This is a dry country, you can't have booze here." "Oh no, it's not booze. It's cum in it." And then you'll get arrested.
Cum in it.
Because he can't take him anywhere, it's a fucking embarrassment. Don't know how you deal with him. We love him really though.
But, so yeah. Anyway, before we carry on, for those of you that don't know, our crystal of suspicious fluids has been stolen from the Wizard's Tower.
Yeah.
By Grief Burrito.
The Wizard's Tower, which is in no way suggestive. I don't know what people keep talking about. Yeah, the Master Fenrig and his friends, Master Wizard 1 and Master Wizard 2, they're not happy with us because the Crystal of Suspicious Fluids has been stolen. It's nothing weird. It's just what it's called. We have suspects, don't we?
Well, we don't have suspects. You know what it was? It was those fools... from Grief Burrito.
Yeah, those suit shop owning fools.
Yeah, if you want to hear how it was taken, check out their latest episode, the gay music that makes us goob, I think it's called.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Not that they stole it from us or anything.
Yeah, they're not using the nostalgia glands or anything there, are they? Has Wild stolen the crystal of suspicious fluids and our ideas? I'm only joking. We love Grief Burrito, really. They're a lovely podcast if you go and give them a listen, because we were on it once.
Yeah, we were.
Anyway, yeah, so yeah. It's like the MCU, but...
Yeah, it will be. It will be.
Yeah.
So you have to keep listening, and eventually at some point we'll release the follow-up episode of how we get it back.
Yeah.
And also, I want to steal their grief curtains.
Oh, their slimy grief curtains. we can introduce characters like Ryan Man, which is obviously you.
Yeah.
Who else can we have? What?
The Chulk.
The Chulk, is that the Stu? Stu's the Chulk.
And the Choker.
No, he's DC. He doesn't fit. Yeah.
Podverse, isn't it? Is that right?
God. Who could I be? Can't be Captain America. You can't really make that sound like something podcasty. I could just be Saw. Just Thor, but not feeling very well. That'll do. Alright, so we've got Saw, Ryan Man, and the Chulk. There we go then. So, let's get the boring shit out of the way first, as we like to do on Shart Select, and tell you where you can find us on the internet, because we crave your attention. So on Twitter, we are at Shart Select Pod. Instagram, we are Shart Select Pod. I don't think we do much on there anymore.
It's quiet on there, but yeah. You can still find us on there.
We're also on YouTube. Pod Chaser, we're still on there. If you go on there and like upvote us.
Leave us a review and like us and send us up in the charts.
Yeah, if you get us to number one, not only will I record an hour of ASMR for you, but Ryan will come around your house and just sit in the corner and do nothing for an hour, and it'll be brilliant.
I'll also do the Buffalo Bill dance at you as well, if you wanted.
Yeah, if you've not seen Silence of the Lambs, we highly recommend you look that up, because Ryan will do it for you.
Yeah.
He'll even lean in close and say, "Would you fuck me?" Like in the Silence
took
of the
Lambs. Took me cock between my legs and do your little dance at
you. Do a little backward shuffle with your dressing gown.
Yeah.
Oh, man, sounds sexy. I might make 100 accounts to get us to number one, just so you'll do it for me, Ryan. We're also on iTunes, but I think that's called Apple Podcasts now, isn't it? I think we're a bit behind the times. So Apple Podcasts, it's where it all happens, isn't it? If you give us a 5-star rating on there, then people from Apple actually come round our house and pleasure us.
Mm.
And we get popular, so it's good. Not that I actually want people from Apple to come round and pleasure us.
Because they charge a fortune to do it.
Yeah, instead of like an Apple device, they'll just run out of energy halfway through and just fall asleep.
Or you'd need a special adapter for it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's the boring bit out of the way, which means we're now getting to the good shit. Which means it's time for Ryan's surprise, isn't it? Spoiler for Die Hard, Hans Gruber dies. There's no spoilers for Ryan's surprise, because no one knows what it's going to be.
Alvin and the Chipmunks slam Monk.
I'm already loving it.
Exterior, basketball court. The Chipmunks, Alvin, Simon and the other one, is what it's called, rather than Theodore.
Fair enough.
Pass a basketball round like it's a game of basketball. Simon.
Alvin, Dave said we shouldn't play basketball.
The other one.
Yeah, Alvin. David said basketball is for Michael Jordan only.
Hey, it makes sense.
Alvin puts on moon glasses. Sunglasses, but for the moon.
Well then, I guess I have to kill Dave.
Fuck.
Dave, the Chipmunk's slave master, runs onto the basketball court like in a game of running. Alvin.
That's your name, Alvin.
Alvin.
Name, mine. You cannot use it.
Alvin throws the basketball at Dave. It decapitates him. His head lands on the court and turns into spiders.
What?
I knew it.
Alvin.
We all knew it.
The spiders form together and create Michael Jordan. the baseball star, like in the game of baseball.
Seems legit to me.
Michael Jordan. Basketball is for me only. Alvin remains a chipmunk. The end.
That was amazing.
Alvin, Simon, the other one.
me. I used to fucking hate that cartoon.
I fucking hated it as well.
But today
we're talking about disappointing and... just for a bit of cop-outs, basically, as well.
Yeah.
But it's mainly disappointing, because that's easier to find.
Yeah. And it's not just disappointing games, it's disappointing things from within otherwise okay games, isn't it?
So, jumping straight in on cop-outs for me would be the last boss in Bioshock.
Oh, fucking Frank Fontaine!
Yeah.
After that mid-game reveal, and it's like, fuck it, that's well good.
Yeah, and all the atmospheric stuff and all of that and everything. And then... yeah, the enemies turned into bullet sponges towards the end just to make it a bit harder.
Yeah, I never liked that. That was really annoying.
And then last boss was basically had to drain this bloody health bar just by shooting at him for a bit.
Yeah.
You could have thought of something better than that, maybe.
It's the fact that he looked like that blue guy from Watchmen who gets his dick out as well.
Except he was red.
Is he red?
Yeah, I was told about this about a couple of episodes ago.
Two episodes?
A couple of episodes ago.
We've done other episodes.
No, it's red because of the Adam.
Oh, that's right, yeah. But when he dies, he goes a grey-blue, because, spoiler alert, it'll get sucked out of him.
Ooh.
In a really interesting quick-time event. Yeah, lots of wiggling the sticks going on there, let me tell you. But yeah, he was a really disappointing last boss, because the rest of the game had quite a clever multiple ways to approach it design, and then you get to the end and it's just like, nah, it's just a big blue dude, you have to keep shooting.
Red.
Yeah, red.
That's what I said. Another one as well like that was Doom 3.
The
2004 one, or whatever it was.
Yeah, I'd agree with
the that. The reason why is because the assault rifle was shit.
Yeah.
That was disappointing.
It literally went... to kill demons, it was really disappointing.
And also, how it got lazy. So, after you went to hell and then returned, every new enemy that came, any new demons who were introduced, all just teleported in.
Yeah, the first third of the game, they made it like a horror game, and they all burst out of doors.
Doors broke down, they come stomping through, Pinky like come at you and broke through a glass pane at you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then later on, they just teleported.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, in the new Doom they teleported, but they did that from the start. They didn't try and make it anything different.
In the Doom 2016, they didn't build up the tense atmospheric part.
No, they didn't make it a horror game.
They just straight into the action, didn't they?
Yeah, it's basically, you know that you can wipe an arena out if you keep moving, and you're smart about it. But in Doom 3, it's like you are underpowered, and you're surrounded by baddies that want to rip your tits off. So it did get a bit lazy, yeah, I would agree with that, Ryan. That's well said. I see you put on this one, I didn't play it myself, but Rogue Warrior, what the fuck is that all about?
Yeah,
that's Ryan's words exactly.
So it was, I can't remember who developed it, but it was published by Bethesda, and I remember seeing it, I was like, oh yeah, this looks fucking ace. Plays this badass, I don't know, ex-SAS mercenary fella. It was based on true events, based on a true character.
Did he have a big moustache?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember his big moustache, yeah.
You had these cool executions from the trailer and everything. So I bought it on release. There was about 3 executions that happened. That was it. And the controls were like dead janky and square, and Mickey Rourke was doing really crap voice acting on it.
Like he wasn't really making the effort.
Yeah. It's just like, it just didn't play very well. But it was crap.
Yeah, it did look a bit bollocksy. The next one you've put is, you've understated it a bit. You've put Rough Start etc. for Fallout 76, which as far as I can tell is a pile of shit. Like underbaked, empty, multiplayer shit.
Yeah, and it should have just kept it as a Fallout game rather than trying to break into the MMO world.
Yeah, they should have kept it as a pile of shit on the cutting room floor, which is where it came off Fallout 4, which is what it was supposed to be a part of. Basically, they've done this thing now, haven't they? If you pay 100 quid a year, you get to be one of the 1%ers. People are like breaking into the servers and hunting people down. They're hunting down the 1%ers. Like the Purge, and just killing them.
Like when it first came out, any other human would have been another player. So if you were wandering around doing quests or whatever, you were talking to robots or machines, and then going out and killing enemies. So it was like, felt even more empty than it should have done.
Yeah, that's not what Fallout is it? Fallout's an RPG, it's not whatever the fuck that is. Do you remember the canvas bag debacle as well?
Oh yeah, where it's like cheapo. Yeah, cheapo bag.
Fallout 76, bag of shit. Well, don't, unless you're really into your online games, I probably wouldn't buy it. I've put Anthem down as well. I know Stu's defended it once or twice, but he seemed a bit lukewarm on it, didn't he?
Yeah, that's probably, it's still disappointing after everything. The trailer and everything looked really good and flying about and all that. And
then
when it, like you said, when it first came out, it was just meh.
It's just...
just crap.
Yeah, just killing loads of bullet spongy enemies, collecting orbs, spending your orbs on things to go and kill more bullet spongy enemies. It's a waste of BioWare. Massive waste of BioWare. EA will probably close them down now.
No, apparently, I read it on the news today that they're actually, BioWare are wanting to rework all of it again, and EA are supporting them to do it.
It's a bit late now, though, isn't it? You can't release a shit game. Oh, we'll mend it now. It's
No Man's Sky.
Yeah, further down the list. No Man, Norman's Guy.
Just release a game, then rework it as you go, and then hope everyone will be all right with it.
Exactly. And the reworking of it is still shit, but more about that later. Ooh, I'm so sassy today. Assassin's Creed Unity, did you play that one, Brian?
No, because people didn't have faces.
Yes! There was a man who's just like a floating, exploded face. That was not a good Assassin's Creed game. Like, the technology was good. Like, Paris looked really good. It had loads of people in it.
You could go inside buildings as well, couldn't you?
Yeah. It was buggy as shit. And it's the first one where they started really pushing the microtransactions. So it just took any sense of progression out of it. So
but they did the same on some of the Far Cry games. Like, you can pay, like, I don't know, 7,000 gold pieces that you collect in the game, or 40 silver bars that you can buy for 8 quid or whatever.
Fucking Ubisoft, man.
It's naughty.
I've not bought a Ubisoft game in ages because I've had enough of them. It's just all the same shit, isn't it? Every time.
Speaking of Ubisoft, Ubisoft Spain teased a picture, and it's got none other than my man crush on it, Sam Fisher.
Oh, Sam Fisher's back.
With a beard, and it's all faded and dark. It says you need to find the truth, you need to face the darkness.
Just one question. Is he voiced by Michael Ironside?
And that's all that's been revealed, picture.
Yeah. If it's not voiced by Ironside, I'm not interested.
I know, yeah.
You've got to have Michael Ironside. With his gruff, gruff voice. What's next, Ryan, on the list? Did you ever play that one, the next one?
Oh, True Crime.
You ever play that?
I did a little bit. I've randomly turned into some fucking demons and shit.
Yeah, true fucking bollocks, more like. It came out about the same time as one, I think it was a GTA 3 or GTA Vice City. And it was this sort of hollow, sad clone of GTA. Where you played a cool, like, I think it was like a Chinese detective. or something, which is how they kind of made that whole connection to the silly
Big
Trouble in Little China things that happened later. But it's like you're a detective and you went around doing GTA shit.
And murdering people on the street and everything.
Yeah,
like you're a cop.
Like taking loose cannon to the extreme. And I remember that, like you said at the end, you had to start fighting like creatures from Chinese mythology. Like the last boss was a dragon. I was like, what the fuck? I don't want to fight a dragon. I want to like take down criminal enterprises. Yeah. It's a fucking GTA-like game. That was a terrible game. They released a sequel, didn't they? Where the main character looked a bit like Snoop Dogg or something. Yeah.
Doop Snog it was.
Doop Snog. Yeah. I thought it was called Detective Doop Snog. And he says things like Faux Whistle and things like that, but no.
Faux Whistle.
You're under arrest, Dizzle. Schnizzle like that, and but because he was called Doop Snog, the real Snoop Dogg couldn't sue him. True story. He didn't smoke weed; he smoked just A4 paper.
I was gonna say, trying to say what weed was backwards.
Dew.
He
took dew.
Just on another tangent here, actually, I've just thought another bit of a disappointment as well,
go on.
And a bit of a cop out as well.
Go on.
Was the Darkness one? Now, before you murder me. It was the bit where the main baddie guy sees all his, sees him all his fucking. He's stood behind basically a glass door, right? And you can't break through it for some reason. He's just like it's tapping on it, like, no, don't kill Jessie, or whatever she's called.
It's a cutscene door.
Yeah. Cutscene door. And he's like, got all his demon shit everywhere, and they're all like, you need to watch this, Jackie.
Yeah, pinned him up to make him watch his girlfriend die, basically.
Yeah, but. The guy that kills him, he just goes, you walking around town with all your weird demon shit. You're like, you're awfully relaxed for a guy that's like on the other side of a glass pane to some guy that's got four demon tentacles.
Yeah. And two
ready
with,
to fucking eat your face off.
Two with a big set of jaws at the end.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, ah, it's cool. He's on the other side of a cutscene door. You can't get me.
Not even that bothered. He's like, what the fuck?
Do you remember there was a scene in that where that same baddie like started putting a drill in your mouth.
Oh yeah,
that scene was fucking horrible.
He starts torturing you, doesn't he?
Yeah,
torturing you for some reason.
Yeah, he's trying to get the demon to leave you by power tooling you.
Yeah, he's drilling like your hands and stuff, isn't he? And your leg and everything.
Yeah, because you've got a spotlight on you and it can't come out in the light, can it?
Yeah.
So you have to try and knock the spotlight over so the demon can come out and just like spear people's hearts out.
Yeah.
And make a black hole and watch people ragdoll around in the middle of it. But yeah, that scene was a bit odd. It kind of wrecked the pacing a bit. Norman's guy, we've just kind of spoken about.
Yeah, when that came out, promised not only the world, a fucking galaxy.
Yeah.
And then, we couldn't even interact with the people playing the game, even though they said you could.
No, exactly. He just kind of walked around, scanned some stupid-looking animals.
Or scanned some planets, and then... And it wasn't even that. I mean, it gave the idea of death as well, when you had to travel to another planet. But you'd literally be pressing, go, and it says, arrive in, 18 minutes. I'm like, what the hell? I don't want to sit watching this for 18 minutes.
It's a massive chore as well. It's like, every time you have to hyperspace jump, it's like, oh, you need to make some hyperspace fuel. Great, I guess I'll go and render down some more rocks and plants with my little laser there.
Yeah.
It's like, it was fucking boring. I bought the Beyond, the latest version of it, for, 20 quid, and it was the biggest waste of money I've spent in a while.
I bought it on release.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all I could do. All I could do was make a fucking shed. It's fucking shit. I'm going to say now, No Man's Sky is fucking shit. I know I'll put it in the meh category on the Wizard's Tower, but if I could retroactively go in there, I'd put it in the fucking shit box. Do you know how much I traded it in for? £5. Fucking hell. Daylight robbery. Alright, rant over.
I'll jump onto a list that I've put on there, because Aliens, Colonial Marines.
That's a very famous one.
Yeah, I didn't even play it, but Stuart bought it, and he was like, what's this shit?
I didn't play it, because I started seeing the reviews 1 out of 10s coming out, and then I saw some of the footage, where an alien just shuffles past someone, it's an old man, and doesn't even see
it. Yeah, they've
got,
weird AI, aren't it?
Yeah, just broken.
Yeah, it's broken pap.
Apparently that's a patch for the PC version that fixes a lot of it.
It's probably an unofficial one as well.
Yeah, it's very unofficial. It makes the aliens faster and gives them an actual intelligent AI. Apparently it's fucking terrifying in that form.
I thought it should have been anyway.
Yeah, just like what...
It should be like Alien Isolation, but you've got a gun. Make it fucking terrifying.
No, exactly. I mean, to be fair, that last AVP game on the Xbox 360 wasn't very good either.
No, the way, but you give it a pretty high score on the Wizard's Tower.
What? No, not the Rebellion one, not the 360 one. The second one on the PC. I gave the good score to.
Oh, right.
Rebellion was dog shit. That's the one with Lance Henriksen in it, because of course it is.
Yeah.
Bag of shit. Come on, Henriksen, what were you thinking?
You mean the one where you have to bite your way out of someone's chest?
Yeah, that's the second one on the PC. That one's good. Yeah, the Rebellion one was more like where you're the Predator and you're like a temple at the start just for a tutorial. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a bag of wank anyway. That's what we're trying to say. Don't buy the 360 gen AVP game. Instead, just pick up a dog shit off the road and smear it into your face because it's the same sort of effect and it's free. Don't do that.
I've got executions, though. I'll give it that. As the alien, you can impale people or pick them up with your tail and stuff or just lop their head off.
Yeah.
And same with the Predator.
That's cool. Don't get me wrong. Do you want to shout out another one, Ryan?
Yeah. Star Wars Battlefront 2017.
Ooh. And to be fair, Battlefront 2 as well.
Yeah, but they toned it right back. But the original one, everything was hidden behind loot boxes.
Yep.
Or microtransactions. And somewhere ridiculous, I think, it was to unlock Darth Vader. It was some silly, like, 5,000 hours.
Yeah, that was too as well, because they actually just toned it down halfway through. They released it, people proper kicked off, and they're like, oh, sorry, we'll change it now. When they realised that people weren't going to put up with this fucking bollocks. God, I hate modern video games. They've really fucking ruined it with this greedy bollocks, haven't they?
I mean, the only thing you could possibly use to defend it, which I don't like to say, but game prices haven't changed since the 90s. You're still paying £40 for a game. You think Mega Drive games were 30, 40 quid back then?
Yeah.
So, like, the value that you're getting is redonkulous. So that's why they are trying to sneak in the microtransactions to get more money from you.
The counter argument is that The Witcher 3 made serious bank and there's no microtransactions in that.
Yeah.
So it's greedy bastards. People in suits that go, ha, 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 oh, bloody hell, and smoke cigars and fucking wank each other off under the table with fistfuls of dirty dollars. You know what I mean? You know what else was shit, Ryan? Sonic 06, what the fuck was that? It's like Sega were like, everyone still loves Sonic, you still got it. And now there's this new gen out with the Xbox 360, we're going to make a Sonic game for it and make it really shit. In fact, it wasn't even originally meant to be a Sonic game, which is why he falls in love with a human. Sonic was meant to be a human himself. It's like, should we change the story? This is a bit Rule 34, this is. It's like, nah, fuck it, just release it. People lap this shit up. The fucking worry, hard to control blue cunt. It was an absolute nightmare. You ever play that?
No.
I played the demo, and I'm glad I didn't play any more than that. I mean, it was like Sonic Adventure, but worse, and Sonic Adventure's not great. Come at me, nerds.
Last good Sonic was Sonic 3.
Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
Yeah.
In fact, Mania was good. Mania was very good. Still not completed it yet, because the last level's fucking annoying as shit, but the overall game is brilliant. And you get to hear all the old music, like Chemical Plant Zone. No, we're not doing that episode. Grief Burrito's doing it.
Nostalgia glands were throbbing a bit then.
My rage glands are going today with all this anger at disappointing games. I'm enjoying myself. Yeah. I'm really getting a rage
boner.
I wasn't going to say it, but yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I'm so angry that I'm hard.
So angry I'm going to fucking burst all over my laptop in a minute. Wow. Sorry, everybody. That's a horrible mental image. So, all right, what's next?
There's one here you added, and considering you are a big Wolfenstein fan, do you want to explain?
Wolfenstein Youngblood's the latest one. Yeah, I love New Order, Old Blood and New Colossus because it was a story-based single-player campaign which really had really strong characters, well-designed levels, everything was really well-realised, and then they released Youngbloods, which is a step back to the Fear 3 era. Let's get a co-op light shooter game where you just repeat the same four or five maps over and over again, but pretend they're somewhere different.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the two main characters, from what I've seen on a couple of YouTube playthroughs, are obnoxious as fuck. It's like, what the fuck is this? This isn't Wolfenstein. Bring back big old thick boy BJ Blazkowicz any day.
That's why you don't like it, innit?
Well, yeah, definitely. There's no BJ Blazkowicz or any of his like plucky gang of rebels in it. And everyone's got like health bars, and you can see numbers coming off them when you shoot them. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah, the numbers thing winds me up a little bit on some stuff. Yeah, like it's on Outer Worlds. It doesn't need it.
No.
But when you're shooting, all these numbers show up. Because you've got a health bar anyway. It's like,
yeah, nothing. Numbers? Nothing ruins the immersion more for me.
Speaking of Outer Worlds, have you played it yet?
No, not yet.
So I've may have slightly broken it.
Oh, go on.
So I've managed to create a plasma carbine.
Yeah.
But I've changed it to corrosion damage.
Okay.
And each shot does about 1,500 damage. So I can one or two shot, like, one-shot everything, or anything that's supposed to be elite gets two-shotted. And that's it. I'm like, so I don't actually use it because it's too easy. I'm like, because I'm playing it on hard as well.
If you get really stuck, you'll whip it out otherwise.
So I played it on hard. I had this mega Manta Queen coming at me and two-shotted it. I was like, I've just added another one to my list as well.
Go on, go on.
Dragon Age 2.
Oh, Dragon Age Puma-like.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, that was a terrible game.
The thing was, right, the combat was, I thought, was pretty good. It looked like it hit harder than the original. The other one looked like you were watching a turn-based game.
Yeah.
How the combat was.
I flail my sword at you. No, I will stand here and die.
Mm. But the biggest cop-out for me, bullshit, was there was about 4 levels.
Yes.
And depending where you were, is where you spawned at. So if you went into the sewers on one place or the sewers on somewhere else, it was the same fucking map.
Yeah, same sewer, but you just spawned in somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely driving around the bend.
No, it's fair. The story was shit as well, because it just boiled down to the usual, ooh, Templars are mages! Templars are mages! Yeah. Templars are mages! Yeah. Fucking Dragon Age.
And then Dragon Age 3 came out, and what the fuck was that all about?
I played a bit of that. I remember I was in the Hinterlands for too long because that map was massive.
Yeah.
Just riding around on horses and collecting things or whatever. The story got interesting at one point and then I just really dropped off it. My interest just dive bombed.
You know why?
Why?
Because it was played like an MMO, but it wasn't an MMO. So it's like, well, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it still came out at that time when people were just fucking circle wanking MMOs because it was a long time, wasn't it? Because of Warcraft. Because Warcraft was so popular. Everyone was just like, oh, MMOs! MMO mechanics in my games! And just ruined them all.
Dragon Age 1 was pretty good, though.
I didn't like it. I liked the big golem that hated chickens, but that's about as far as my love for it went.
That was Shale.
Yeah, Shale.
There was a woman, that was.
Yeah, so I like that little twist. It was just the soul of a woman that was trapped in it.
Yeah.
Because it was a golem, it just had like a big, rough, gravelly bloke.
Yeah.
It was a woman that was trapped in it. The soul.
This is just that bit where there's these chickens squawking and then you hear this thud and it stops and you turn around and Shale just like shrugs his shoulders like...
Yeah, what? Yeah, that's a bit I like. That's my favourite bit in the whole game. Yeah. It's like, ooh, that cheeky little bastard, isn't he? All the characters were fucking dull, is my problem. Like, dull as dishwater. Alistair, he was fucking dull.
Yeah, but that's the curse of BioWare, isn't it? The first support character you get is crap.
Oh,
you got
Carthonasi!
Yeah,
do you got a twat?
What's his fucking name? Anton DeBeck, or whatever his name was. Fucking Star Wars.
Was he dancing about, was he?
Yeah, yeah. It was Anton, wasn't it?
It was Anton, yeah.
Anton DeBeck.
He was like Carthonasi, but a bit more morally dubious.
Yeah, but you could convert him to Sith if you wanted.
I gave him syphilis on my playthrough. I'll tell you how. I always play the good guy, don't I? So
yeah.
It's a bit boring for me. Well, Mass Effect. Yeah, it's that fucking Ashley in the first game. She was dull. No, Kaiden. He's just Karth Mark II. He was boring.
It's just the curse of BioWare. So if BioWare approached you and said, I want you to be in this game, you'll be the first support character, just say no.
Yeah, it could be the last.
Because people will fucking hate you.
Miranda was alright.
Miranda. Yeah, but she wasn't your first support character, was she?
Yeah, she was.
No, it wasn't. In 2, it was the black guy.
Oh, Jacob's alright, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mind Jacob, to be fair. He was okay.
But then again, it wasn't your first support character because Ashley or Caden came back.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they? But so that's why Jacob avoided the curse.
Yeah, yeah, true, because Caden was still there on my playthrough. So sat there with his thumb in his ass, whinging, oh, why are you working for Cerberus? They literally rebuilt me. I kind of owe them.
Yeah.
What about 3? Who was it in 3? Can't even remember. It's been so long since I played Mass Effect 3.
It was Captain Anderson for a little bit.
Canderson.
Yeah, in the start, he was following you about.
Keith David,
and
there.
And then you left on your ship. And it was, that fucking overly buff cunt. What was his name?
Oh, Freddie Prinze Jr. Did he voice him?
Uh-oh.
The guy that was always just doing random pull-ups.
Yeah. The guy that was ridiculously buff. He was a bell end as well.
I did like the fact that they made him gay, though. They finally started adding a bit of LGBT into it. You could make him gay.
You could make Shepard gay, but that buff guy wasn't gay. It was the
pilot.
The space shuttle, pilot.
Yeah, that's right, because they always hung around together. So
yeah,
he's a
big black guy and he was gay.
Nah, fair enough.
And then
you could be
gay Shepherd then if you want. Gay Shep.
Yeah. Gay Shep. There's gay Shep, woke Shep, dad Shep. And there's many different kinds of Shepherds. Yeah. How you want to play it. So I was always woke Shepherd. Say she had the heart of an angel and the face of a potato. She was she was our hero. So what other disappointing fucking games have we got? Loads. I've just put any Mamorpager that isn't World of Warcraft.
Explain.
I suspect I'll get a few haters for saying that, but it's true. How many people still talk about Guild Wars 2 to this day? Or that Warhammer one where you could ride a disc like a surfboard? Not many, I'm guessing. Not many people talking about DC Universe Online now, are they? No. Because everything tries to take on Warcraft by copying it, and everything fails.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about Warcraft. Maybe it's the storytelling or just the... I think the characters and stuff. But
it's well established and it's well made. I think that's the problem. I don't like it myself, but I can appreciate why people like it.
I had Rift as well at some point. I'd given that a whirl, and that felt quite good. But like, it was too open on what sort of character you could make. You could have 3 talent trees and you could choose any that you wanted.
Yeah.
Like, some complemented others, but some didn't. So my third choice ended up, I had like a pet. So I was like a warrior, but I had like a fucking random bear thing with me.
Didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I was like, do I put talents in this or not?
Yeah, they just all blurred into one thing. The thing is, one like they all said, please notice us, but Daddy never noticed them because Daddy was too busy playing World of Warcraft, looking at the thick boys, wasn't he, Ryan?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, I've got Command and Conquer 4, Ryan. Command and Conquer 3 came out. That was quite good on the PC. It brought it into the modern era, kicking and screaming.
Yeah,
it was a good time. Then we have Red Alert 3, which wasn't very good, because they tried to make it, again, fucking arbitrary co-op for some reason. But Tim Curry did play the Russian general, and he was amazing. But then, Command & Conquer 4 came out, and they basically tried to make it like an eSport. So they got rid of base build and everything. And just made it this, like... They tried to make it as fast as they could, basically, each match. And it looks like a bag of wank, and I refuse to touch it. What have we got next to say? Resident Evil 6.
Is that the one with Chris's really buff arms?
Yeah, it's like the buff.
That was 5, wasn't it?
He wasn't that as well, but 6, he was so buffed up that you could mistake him for a car.
Which was the one that was, you could play co-op?
That was 5 and 6.
Which was the one that we had? Yeah, that was 5.
Yeah.
That was shit as well.
I didn't like 5 very much either, but 6 was even
5 was
worse.
More actiony, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you played with Chris Redfield's massive arms. It was as big as his head.
Yeah, and poor Chevy never even got a look in because Chris's muscles took up too much of the screen.
Yeah.
But 6 was even worse. The story just went batshit crazy. They were too scared to make it a horror game because they didn't think they'd make any money, so they basically made it horror / Call of Duty / Capcom cheesiness. Bag of fucking bollocks. And then 7 came out, which was fucking awesome. Resident Evil's feeling better now. So what about Enter the Matrix? Remember that one?
Yeah. It was alright. Bit of a buggy mess, though, wasn't it?
It was an alright buggy mess, is the best way to describe it. There were moments in it when it was fucking well good. I remember the bit where once you completed the game, you got a katana, which made the second playthrough an absolute piece of cake.
But the combat was pretty good.
Do you remember there was a bit where you had to fight werewolves?
No.
That's right, this is getting fucking silly now. Remember that mansion off the second film? Merovingian's mansion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You go back there and you have to fight some vampires and werewolves.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Don't remember that.
Oh, you probably erased it from your mind because it's so bad.
I remember you had to fight an agent in a plane.
Yeah, I remember that bit.
And try and kick him out.
Yeah, I remember that bit, yeah. Because some guy went and transformed into an agent, like in the movies.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God. It's just really, it was an ugly game. Considering it was like off the back of one of the most like expensive franchises in movie history.
Yeah, I used to just put the cheat in for unlimited focus and then run around in slow-mo all the time.
Yeah. Just getting shot at. That's what I do as well, just bullet time everywhere.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk's 5? You ever hear the drama around that one?
Oh, it's just awkward, wasn't it? And the controls were shit. And
yeah, but buggy as shit, you just get falling through the levels and stuff. But the worst of it was, they gave a physical release for it, but it was just an empty disc. You put a disc in, and all it did was take you to the storefront where you had to download the whole game.
What?
the initial patch you had to download was the game. It was like, what the fuck, Activision? But how fucking bad is that?
That's shit, innit? That's
it's no crap. It's no wonder there's no skating games anymore. That finished them off. May they rest in peace.
I can finish on another good one for you.
Ooh, I'll finish on something good. Yeah, go ahead.
Duke Nukem Forever.
Duke Nukem Never, more like. What the fuck was going on with that?
See, this is what would happen if Half-Life 3 ever came out.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's 15 years since Half-Life 2 now.
Yep.
This week or whatever. If it ever came out, it'd be a disappointment because it'd never live up to everyone's hype.
The expectation is too high.
Which is probably the same with Duke Nukem Forever because it was so long.
The mother point was.
And then but the fact that they made it shite anyway.
Yeah, the fact that fucking Gearbox made it as well because Gearbox, very hit and miss. I suppose we'd be told off if we didn't mention E.T., the game that killed the American video games market. Atari released so many copies of E.T. that there were more copies of E.T. than there were Ataris to play it on.
Didn't they bury him in the desert?
Yeah, they buried him in the desert out in Nevada or somewhere. And it was a myth for years, wasn't it? And then they found them. I mean, fucking hell. That's how you wipe out a video game market. But to be fair, it only really affected America. Because we had our little microcomputers, like Amstrads and shit.
Yeah.
And Japan were Japan. Nothing's going to wipe out their video game market. But yeah, unlucky for America. E.T. killed America. Daikatana, you ever heard of that one?
Oh, the weapon.
You know John Romero, who made Doom?
Yeah,
things like that. He made a really ambitious game called Daikatana, but it was shit. Like, he poured everything he had into it, his heart and soul. It might have been a bit like a Death Stranding situation. It was full of weird ideas and things, but unlike Death Stranding, nobody liked it.
Yeah, but if Death Stranding came out, right, and it didn't have Kojima's name on it, would people still play it?
Yeah, exactly. I've seen gameplay footage of it, and it's like, basically, it's Falling Over Simulator.
Yeah, like Lander and Exploring Simulator.
It's like watching a small child running down a hill, but it's Norman Reedus.
Yeah, but that'd be funny then, wouldn't it?
It'd be hilarious, actually, yeah. Tiny Norman Reedus falling over everywhere.
I'm saying, if it didn't have his name on the front cover, would you have been hyped to play it?
No, I'd rather get some dog shit from the street. Well, you know where this is going. But yeah, it doesn't interest me. It just does not interest me. Very few... I was going to buy Pokemon the other day with my birthday money, and I was like, you know what, no.
Sword and Shield?
Yeah, because I know exactly what will happen. I'll get to about an hour in, I'll be like, this is the same as all the other fucking Pokemon games.
Yeah.
Just with a couple of minor changes.
Cop out, bloody Games Freak. That's another one.
Game Freak, more like.
Anything after bloody Pokemon Red and Blue has been the fucking same.
Game Freak, more like, your games are weak. Was that any good?
Yeah. But anyway, we've ranted on enough. It's time to move on to my favourite sideshow.
Best sideshow of all.
Yeah.
This is the greatest sideshow!
It's time for... What? People!
Responses!
Yeah.
Part of the podcast.
And I was just reading ahead of myself here, and I read it, and I read it wrong, but I'm gonna pronounce his name wrong because it sounded funny anyway. It's Colin Temptation.
Colin
Temptation. Colin Templeton. I read it as Temptation.
Yep.
At what's that? Scott's Gamer Geek.
Because he's a gamer geek from Scotland.
Ah, right. I'm thinking Scott is in the name. Not...
Scott Temptation.
Yeah. Said he was disappointed with Avatar Legend of Aang on 360. Far too easy, and you got all the achievements within 5 minutes.
I fucking hate those games. Remember Achievement Hunters in the early days? So we've got King Kong.
Yeah.
And completed it in half an hour just for the achievements.
Yeah, 1,000 achievements. Same with, Need for Speed Most Wanted, you got 1,000 just for completing that.
I don't understand it. It's like, oh, why are you buying the game just to get a meaningless achievement?
I know.
People got well into it, though, didn't they, last gen?
When achievements first came out, everyone did.
Yeah, definitely. So fair enough, Colin, that was a good shout-out. Mm. Next up is our friend's Grief Burrito, at Grief Burrito, which is, of course, our friendly podcast that stole our Crystal of Suspicious Fluids.
Yep. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but it sounds pretty grim.
Yeah, I wouldn't lick it, put it that way. I think Gears 5 really let me down, personally. It started off strongly, but just felt rushed later on. Particularly the last act, it just suddenly ended the game. I fucking hate games like that, to be fair. When you think you're getting to a really good story, and then all of a sudden it just stops.
Yeah.
Can you think of any examples of that? When it just blue balls you at the end? It's like, what the
Halo 2.
That? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you teleported back to Earth, and then it's like, Chief, what are you doing on that spaceship? Finishing the fight. Credits. You're like, what? And they had to wait 2 years for Halo 3 to come out.
He never did finish the fight, did he? It was still ongoing. He had to go and fight some Revenant Knight then in space in Halo 4.
Yeah, but that was the new trilogy, wasn't it? It did finish on Halo 3 because they left him asleep in his space and then everyone thought he was dead.
Should have just left him there.
And the Arbiter was on Earth like, oh, Master Chief.
Who's next, Ryan?
Geeks Freaks Podcast at Geek Freaks Pod says Superman N64. Seemed like a slam dunk, but was a dumpster fire. Begged my mom to buy it on release. #regret.
Because when you see mum spell M-O-M, you have to say mom. It's the rules.
Yeah. She's not my mom, Todd.
She's not my mom, Ryan. #regret. I mean, that's a hard hashtag.
Yeah, but have you seen the playthrough of Superman 64?
The draw distances that are non-existent.
Yeah, it's like how foggy is Metropolis, really?
Yeah, Superman, super fucking shit, more like. Hey-oh! Okay, next was Ben Stafford at Nerdings My Jam. Rockstar, for not making any story DLC, they do story and open world so well. And the older titles DLC were so top tier. It's a shame the online stuff's so lucrative. Doubt they view it that way, though. Lol.
Oh, no, it's... different company do the online, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Who are they now?
A different branch of Rockstar?
Yeah, but I can't remember. They've got a different name, but I can't remember what they are.
Well, either way, I agree with Ben completely. Because Rockstar's storytelling is so strong that story DLC would be fucking awesome. Like, you had Lost in the Damned and Ballad of Gay Tony for GTA 4. They were really good.
Yeah, yeah.
You had Undead Nightmare for Red Dead 1. It's actually jam, fair enough. But yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2 on, like, expansion story would be fucking well good.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you could play as, like, Sadie Adler or someone just going around kicking ass. Or even just more John Marston stuff. More kind of going, hey, it's me, John Marston!
Yeah, I mean, I wanted, just like on GTA 5, for example, they could have done a small DLC where they opened the casino for single player.
Yeah, exactly. Just do something like that.
The online is making money. That's why they're releasing DLC for it.
It's just sad, isn't it? I'd love some more single player stuff. It's friend of the podcast, Dave Cooper, at Deluxe_Man. Hello, Dave. How are you doing, my good friend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he says, is it too obvious to mention Duke Nukem Forever?
No, because we've already done it. Well done, Dave. Great minds think alike.
Said, however, for me, it was Alan Wake. Chalan Wake. I love that game, but it was great fun. It was just so annoying that you had to buy the DLC to get the ending, otherwise you ended on a cliffhanger.
That is shit. Fair play, Dave. I never actually got to the end of that one.
I didn't either. So I played through it a bit, and then I kind of twigged what the twist might have been, just from his name, A Wake. Like, was it a dream and all that shit? And I was like, ah, and then I just thought, ah, fuck it, it's a bit poo.
He only imagined that guy that looked like Joe Pesci that hung around with him.
Yeah. I didn't even get that far, to be honest. And then another one is honorary mention goes to Devil May Cry 2. Screw that boring ass game.
Yeah, I played a bit of Devil May Cry 2 on release, and it was fucking dull, so I traded it in. It's like you said in a later tweet in the conversation, it was made by a different studio, different developers, and you could fucking tell.
Yeah.
The only good thing on it was tanks with eyeballs. The rest of it was shit. He says end, but that's a lie, because he's actually got...
Yeah, there's one more. He says, you know what else was a disappointment? Crash Bandicoot Wrath of Cortex, the one on the PS2. For me, it didn't have the same magic as the previous games, and those fucking loading screens seemed to go on forever.
In caps.
And you know, I agree there. I had it as well. It did seem to lose its magic a bit. I don't know why. It wasn't quite there.
It lacked the PS1 era magic.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it was a cop-out again because the bosses that you fought was the same bloke.
Oh, what? Like Dr. Robotnik?
Yeah. Well, Neo Cortex created this new animal. I can't remember what it was.
No, like an evil Crash, basically.
Yeah, basically. And then you fought him every time.
Was that the game where Crash got some tribal tattoos?
I don't know.
To make him look like a hip 2000s guy.
He might have done, yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Luke Nothing to See Here, folks, at Hellwick. That's Hell WYCK. Epic Store grabbing Borderlands 2.
I think he means 3.
Yeah, it could do. Because they stole it for like an exclusive release window, didn't they?
Yeah, on PC, it's exclusive on Epic Games Store.
To be fair, the PC marketplace seems to be a bit like the fucking Wild West at the moment with this Epic and Steam rivalry.
To be honest, I mean, even Rockstar have got their own launcher now.
Oh, God.
But EA have made a deal with Steam, and the EA games are going back onto Steam. I mean, I've got the Xbox Game Pass launcher, Epic launcher, Steam launcher. And the Origin one, but I don't use the Origin one because it's PAP.
Yeah, I've heard bad things about the Origin one.
No, it's not because the games on there are all EA games.
Fair enough. Now, yeah, Retrostalgia is up next. I've not heard of this game, but maybe you have. Do you want to read it?
Oh, he's even tagged him.
Yeah, he's called him out.
Oh,
Retrostalgia does not fuck around. This is Retrostalgia at Retrostalgia Pod. One of my biggest disappointments was at Wizards Unite XP when it came out. I thought it would be a lot better than it is. It's definitely some weird third-party game and doesn't feel like it belongs in the HP universe. Oh, yeah! Was this the Harry Potter...
Was it the phone thing?
Yeah, where it's like full of like microtransactions and making you wait for 24 hours to do things.
Oh, I fucking hate that, yeah. Or you could pay this money to do it for quickly.
Remember I saw some thing where a kid was being strangled by a tentacle and it's like... Do you pay £5 or wait 24 hours? It's like, fucking hell, it's going to be long dead after 24 hours, isn't it? Harry, what happened? Why is he dead? Oh, I just want to spend £5, Mrs. McGonagall.
Hmm.
So now he's dead. Oh, Harry, you little cunt. 50 points from Gryffindor.
Lit Gaming Arena.
Oh, our friends, Lit Gaming Arena.
At Lit Gaming Arena says, despite Halo 2 being one of my favourite games and experiences, the initial experience was most disappointing when it turned out nothing like the E3 demo video that they put out. They had to rebuild the entire game because it couldn't run on the Xbox.
Ooh, that's awkward. It still turned out alright. It's still quite fun.
Yeah, it's still good.
But I see what he means. Like, it could, if they were advertising it as something better.
The original tech demo, yeah.
And then he turned around and went, oh shit.
Yeah.
Xbox can't fucking run this. Awkward. So yeah, that makes you remember the Killzone 2 supposedly gameplay footage that they released just before the PS3 came out. It was like proper, like immersive and looked well good. It turned out that was just a tech demo which Guerrilla Games made, just to show to Sony to show what they imagined it could be like. But they asked Sony not to share it with the public. So, oh yeah, no worries. Here, E3, look at this. Apparently, the Guerrilla Games were like, "What the fuck?" So I imagine Sony got a lot of stick for that. It wasn't even their fault.
Oh dear, Game Chipper UK at Game Chipper UK. Fallout 76 is up there. Paid £179
Oof.
For the Ultimate Edition and the helmet, and it was fucked. So I sent it back. Best decision I ever made.
Hey, fair play. He dodged a bullet there.
Oh yeah,
He dodged a laser carbine bullet.
He also says Final Fantasy X can also eat a car bomb made from shit.
Which surprised me, because a lot of people like Final Fantasy X.
Was it 10-2 which was a dump?
10-2 was a bag of wank. I would teabag that into hell if I got a chance. Yeah. But
I was going to confuse me and say, was 10 the one where you played as the blonde bloke protagonist? But that's all of them?
The blonde bloke that looks a bit like Meg Ryan.
Yeah, but that's all of them, isn't it?
No, just 10's Meg Ryan. And he does the laugh where he goes, ha, 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 like that. It's the best thing I've ever heard. You should look it up sometime, Ryan. I know you'd like it. Next up, our other VIP friend of the show, Ethel the Frog at Nyla.
Yeah.
Hello, Ethel the Frog slash Nyla. He says, in recent years, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, a dull story, some awful character modelling, and the most flat, emotionless lines I've ever heard delivered in a game. I really enjoyed the first two, but this game left me cold, and I have yet to complete it. Like that. He was also going to say Mario Odyssey, but he was worried it might bring a whole world of trouble. So I said it, Mario Odyssey, lols. I traded mine in, I did get bored of it. And thought,
Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, that'd be like the old days of 90s platformers, it'll be good. It's like, oh, I remember why I don't play these anymore. It's kind of boring. The graphics were really nice for the Switch, but other than that,
yeah.
I was a bit, got bored of it. It's just a collect-a-thon, like Banjo-Kazooie or something. So fair enough, I'd agree with you on that one, Nyla.
Omar Jackson here.
Yeah. At Draculous. With a K.
While I wouldn't call it my biggest disappointment, I'll go with Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, I mean, what I do like about Omar's tweets is that he's not afraid to tweet what he really thinks of games. I've seen him tweet some ones that get the fanboys riled, and this is definitely one of them. Breath of the Wild, you know what? I traded mine in. Played it for a bit. Got pretty powerful on it, and I was like, I can't really be bothered anymore. And I just traded it in for Dragon Quest XI, which I'm not regretting, because that's quite fun. It's an old school JRPG that I'm enjoying. So fair enough, Omar. I will notice what you have said there and roll with it.
Specially unaware skeleton.
Spatially unaware skeleton, right?
That's especially there.
No, maybe it doesn't. I thought it's spatially.
No,
it's well, especially fair enough, there. Fair enough.
Yeah, correcting me over my words, right way round.
You, the man of the surprises, being corrected.
Yeah. Microtransactions always the source of disappointment for me, and those idiots who defend them.
Fair play.
And no, I wasn't defending them. I said that's why they're
Ryan,
in there.
Ryan, he's not. He wasn't having a go.
Oh yeah.
You didn't say. And Ryan, in the future when you defend them, he didn't say that.
And he also said Borderlands 3 was also quite a huge letdown, especially since I paid £100 for the fucking thing.
Yeah, guys.
For me, I never buy anything over the standard edition of the game, though.
Yeah, games developers offer the world, and quite often they don't actually deliver on it. And it's a shame that at Spacey Skeleton learned the hard way there, as did our earlier, was it Game Tripper who said about Fallout 70, whatever
Six,
it is? Those guys both got stung by bad marketing, and I feel sad for them.
Barketing.
Mm. Barketing! I hate barketing. It's banned from this day forth. Next up is Garrett Talks to Himself at GTTH Pod, which I assume is for Garrett Talk to Himself Pod.
Yeah.
He's been stewing on this since he got the notification, which is fair, because it's an interesting subject.
Yeah.
The one that really comes to mind is Star Fox Zero. While I enjoy the game, I like the controls and it's pretty, it's yet another rehash of the Star Fox story. Give me something new. It also could have been longer. Yeah, that's my biggest complaint about Nintendo a lot of the time. Just the same thing, but slightly different. Again, Pokemon. You start in the village, your mum tells you to go and find the professor, then the professor makes you choose a Pokemon, and then you do a tutorial about catching the Pokemon, and then you go to the gyms, and then you do whatever the fucking thing at the end is.
Yeah.
Same shit, different Pokemon. So, yeah.
Let's talk about Star Fox.
Yeah, but it's the same thing applies to what I'm saying. Nintendo in general.
Yeah. And finally, from Imaginary Ramblings at Podcast IR. He said he can't cut down trees in Fable and watch them grow back as time progresses. But would you really want to do that in a game? Would you sit and watch a tree grow?
Yeah, I think I get what he's getting at, though.
I know what he's getting at. Peter Molyneux promised that. He
said Peter he'd be able Molyneux to drop, promises.
He'd be able to put a fucking tree seed down, whatever it is, and watch it grow.
Peter fucking wanking Molyneux. What a... Yeah,
but he also says there that he doesn't... I generally don't get caught up in the hype. I've only ever gotten cheap games that I end up not enjoying.
That's fair. That's fair. You've got to be careful in this day and age.
Yeah, what's that hype train are coming, and then if you jump on board, you're either going to fall off or get run over.
You get washed up at Shitwank Station, and that's the end of the fucking day for you, isn't it?
Yeah,
I don't know what that means. thank you for quite a lot of messages this episode.
Yeah.
I see a pattern emerge. When Stu's not here, more people want to talk to us. But yeah, thanks, guys. We shall, of course, pop a tweet out thanking you all in due course.
Pop a tweet,
not a Papa Smurf. which leads us up to the Wizard's Tower, I believe, next.
To the Wizard's Tower of Power.
On this hour, Miles Prower is Sonic's friend. He's a child, Ryan.
Hashtag foxes don't have two tails.
Oh, he's off again. Fucking animal nonsense. So, we're in the Wizard's Tower. Master Fenrig and Master Wizard 1 and 2 aren't here today because they're sulking. They're on strike since the crystal's been stolen. It's a bit drafty up here. It's a bit empty without it. I mean, at least they cleaned up all the ectoplasm off the walls and floor. So we'll have to do it instead, I suppose.
Yeah.
Which, sort of, those who've forgotten or haven't listened before, welcome if you're first-time listeners. The Wizard's Tower is where we choose a game a week each to pop onto our tiering system, which I can never remember the tiers for.
Yeah, I'll go through it now. Go quick reminder. So starting on the bottom, in the trash, we have Jump Force.
Ooh! Ooh! Come at us, weebs.
Yeah. And then one up from there, you've got Meh, which we've got Norman's Sky.
Yep.
And Darkness 2. OK tier next, and that features Dead Space 1.
Yeah, OK.
Good tier, when that's Anthem and Alien vs. Predator.
How is Anthem above Dead Space?
Because I'm harsh with my scoring. That's why.
Stu's too bloody generous.
And then 2, Thick, we have Satisfactory, Untitled Goose Game, Alien Isolation, Fear, Soldier of Fortune 2.
That's fair.
And then in the top, well, near the top, Shart, we've got XCOM 2, War of the Chosen, Doom 2016,
yep.
Mass Effect 2,
yep.
Wolfenstein The New Order.
That's fair.
And at the tippity top, right at the very top of the Wizard's Tower.
Yeah, just next to that slit that uses as a chimney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the bulbous.
The bulbous top.
Bulbous top.
Yeah.
Is the Wizard tier, and that is currently empty.
Okay, so Ryan, what's your game this week going to be?
Well, I don't want to end on a high after such a disappointing moan.
We're staying down, yes. Staying on a downer.
Yes, so I am going to go with something we've mentioned today, but actually haven't mentioned today.
It's
on the list, but we haven't mentioned it. But I'm going to go with the PlayStation 3 exclusive, Haze.
Oh, yeah, fucking Haze for days, wasn't it?
Now, that had a really good premise.
Yes.
And it had a pretty good trailer and story, and I was playing through it. I was like, oh, yeah, this is pretty good, actually. It turns out you were on drugs as these guys, and then you were killing whatever.
Yeah, that twist was quite good, that you worked for a PMC.
Yeah.
And you were fighting these baddies, and the main baddie was called Skin Coat.
Yeah.
Because he made skins out of coats, I suppose. And that was quite cool. And then, yeah, it turns out you're on like a narcotic substance that makes
you. Mean,
you
sorry, don't you mean coats out of skins? Not skins out of coats?
I only made skins out of coats.
Not out of coats.
I'm sticking with it, Ryan.
All right.
Yeah, and there was a man called Watchstrap in it who was a cunt. And I remember that. But yeah, it's a shame because it was Free Radical's last game. When they could have made another fucking Time Splitters and knocked it out of the park. And instead, they wasted them on that bag of shit and then they went under.
Yeah, exactly. It's a shame. Bring back Time Splitters, I say.
Bring back Free Radical.
Yeah. But I'm going to put it all the way down in Meh.
Meh?
Yeah.
I think it deserves worse, Ryan, but it's your choice at the end of the day.
No, it wasn't like jump for shite, was it?
So you're going to give it a meh.
Yeah.
It's a meh for Hayes. Fair enough. Yeah, I respect your decision, Ryan.
Yeah, because you could probably play through it and maybe enjoy it a little bit. But when it came out, it's hype. The hype train just left the station without you.
That's fair. I'll go along with that. My game, I'm going to the opposite end of the spectrum. I'm going to climb to the lofty heights of Wizard.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2 is going in there. I've heard so much hate for Red Dead Redemption 2, but it's fucking awesome. It's my kind of game. Yeah, it's a bit slow-paced to start with, but that's good. It introduces you to the characters slowly. Yeah, you get used to all the many, many mechanics that are in the game. And the story is so, like, heartfelt and awesome, and Arthur Morgan's such a fucking dude. And when you get to the end, it's like proper sad times, and you feel man emotions. Or maybe lady emotions, if you're a lady. But you feel the emotions for poor Arthur Morgan, because he's such a cool character. And you can also give him a different haircut, so I give him slick back hair and a pencil moustache. Like a proper Victorian gentleman. He was awesome. It's just a lot to do in it. There's so many different mechanics. The characters are all really well realised. Dutch Vandalin's a fucking idiot, but he's such a good character. It's going in the fucking Wizard tier. Sure, we don't need to say it's made by Rockstar. I think everyone knows that, because it's not exactly an obscure title, is it? But yeah, it's going in the Wizard tier. I'm just going to slam dunk it in there, balls first.
Very good.
Whoa there, thick boy! Right in there. Alright, so yeah. So that was the Wizard's Tower. How do the wizards normally get down from it, right?
These magical spells.
Well, I've not got any spells.
I was taught one before I left.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What's
yours? So I have to get this wand, and you go, Hijibidip! Oh, well that's disappointing.
What did it do?
Nothing. Bloody going on along the same fucking theme with this episode.
Oh shit.
Told me to teleport down and all that happened is just a piece of shit fell out the end and just fell on the floor.
I found a scroll that might help us.
Try it.
Testiculus and Logicus. Well, my nuts have turned into a space hopper. Are you bouncing down with me, Ryan?
Yeah.
Hold on to me nuts!
You jump on your nuts and I'll climb on your back and you can piggyback down.
Whee!
Wouldn't it hurt on your way down?
We're about to find out. Me fucking nuts! So, now, we're going to end on the sexiest possible note. Because as we know, the arcade name game was shit and nobody played it. So, of course, we're still offering prizes, real-world prizes, if you want to guess.
Goes on this one?
Stu's the man with the stats. So last week's, we'll discuss last week's entry in our new game, the Very Saucy Sexy Name Game.
Yeah.
Where I take the name of a game and make it pointlessly sexy. So last week's was, the very saucy, thick old structure, which has quite the deceptive reputation upon the eyes. Do you know what it was?
It was Castle of Illusion.
It was Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse, which doesn't make it weird at all. That was the one. If you got that right and let us know on at Shart Select Pod, then you got a point. Well done, and you're on your way to getting some more merch. And Ryan to come and sit on your knee for half an hour.
Yeah,
he will do it. So this
sit on your face if you want.
Ooh, hello. Was that for me or the listeners?
For the listeners.
Oh right, never mind. So next up is this week's sexy name. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
The sexy ginger jorts wearing beast. Sensual rage of the erotically shaped headed man. Do you want that again in normal speak?
Yeah, it's normal as you can get, yeah.
That's the sexy ginger jorts wearing beast. Sensual rage of the erotically shaped headed man. If you think you know it, get on Twitter. Let us know. Maybe Stu will remember and give you a prize. Do it. If you're very lucky, we'll send Stu around to give you a hand job.
Yeah, he'd be well up for that.
Yeah, if you say he'd come out, he's sat there, he's coming in when he's done. Or if you're a lady, he'll say whatever the counterpart for that would be. We're not going too much into that because we're not a porn podcast.
Yeah.
But we'll leave it at that. So now, that means, Ryan, we've made it through another episode.
Yeah.
How'd you feel?
Very good, yeah.
It's alright, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I bet you're ready to spring out that door, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's quick.
Ready to go.
Before you go, let's quickly get the outro done. This has been the outro. Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Winstolf. Ryan's on there at Shart Select Ryan. That's about all we've got to say.
Except for this is Shart Select.
This is Shart Select. Yeah. You have been listening to Shart Select. Yeah. I have been Winstolf. Please join us next week for more antics.
Yeah.
Follow
us at Shart Select Pod.
Yep, follow us. I'm going to have to find a way to go and deflate your balls now, Ryan. So, see you in a bit.
Right.
Bye, everyone. Say bye to the children. Bye. Bye.